Blog Talk Radio. I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best. That I am great. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show with your host, Phenicia Hubbard, and co-host, Beverly Rogers and Candace Cole. This is the Uplift Connection, where you hear inspirational stories from uplifting women who are choosing to make it great in their lives. For a listing of upcoming guests and topics, visit us online at Phenicia.com.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and welcome to another fantastic edition of the Make It Great Show, where we encourage you to make the choice to make it great in your life. We empower you to tap into your power within. So glad to have you all tuned into the Make It Great Show, where we offer food for your mind, fuel for your soul, and every week we come together to discuss topics around growth, development. We speak with women who are out there making it great in the work that they do. Our show is completely unedited, unscripted, uncut. You are getting the real deal live from us. I'm Phenicia Hubbard, and I'm your Make It Great coach.
And I'm Candace Cole, and we are really, really glad that you're here with us tonight for the Make It Great Show.
All right. And we are sending lots of love and light to our other co-host, Bev Rogers, who isn't able to join us today. And we ask that you all send her some of that good love and that good light. All right, Candace, it has been a weekend full of just mind melding, coming together, planning, and working on all that good stuff. I need for you to go ahead and tell the world how we are making it great and what's in the works.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm so excited about this. We are kicking off 2013 and creating an online course, self-directed course, that is going to help women practice radical self-acceptance and live the life they really want. And so we have made it a mission that in 2013 we want to make sure that women are living these wild, passionate, and purposeful lives. And I put this up on Facebook, just a little blurb about what we're working on, and there's been so many people who are like, yes, like, I want to know more, or, you know, it's piquing their interest. So I'm really excited about, you know, where this is going to take us and just how many women we're going to empower with this course that we've been brainstorming and working on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited, too, because it's going to take things to the next level for people. You know, a lot of times women are receiving the information, but they just, you know, they need something that's going to help them take action, take it to the next level, really start to see the change that they want in their lives. I cannot wait for this course to come out.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and people are going to really appreciate the expertise and the planning behind the course. You know, you've got three really strong, powerful teachers who bring to the table not only the art of teaching and instructional design, but also their skillfulness with coaching, being able to really help somebody along that path, along with their creativity. I mean, these women are like all multifaceted in their gifts, and they hone them so well, and they merge together to make like this beautiful symphony.
Yeah, and also too, it's also a path that we've all taken. I know sometimes we, you know, read books or take things and wonder if the people have gone through that, but we're also, you know, it's being created by women who have walked this path, who are currently walking this path, which makes it even more real and authentic and, you know, close to home. So that's also really exciting to bring life experiences into a course like this for women.
Definitely. And, you know, it's so timely that we're preparing to introduce the world to this course and these series of courses. And today we're speaking with a sister who is also walking the talk and is part of her work to help women unlock the doors to fabulous living. So are you ready for this fantastic interview we got lined up here today?
I am really excited about this interview.
I am too. For people who are listening and this may be their first time listening in, I want to let you know that we call it an interview because that's language that most people understand, but it's not an interview. It truly is a conversation because everything is unscripted. And so we're just going to flow. And today we're speaking with Glynis Parise. And ladies, let me ask you a question. Are you truly in search of the keys that are going to unlock the doors to fabulous living? Are you looking for them? Have you always dreamed of living the life that you desire, but you just don't know where to start? Or are you someone who's just frustrated, worn out, and worn down? You know that thing you're looking for has to come from within, but finding it, you know, we got to get it out. And so we're speaking with a sister today. She's a mastermind in using her creativity to reach all audiences. And she's going to help us. She's going to talk to us about how it all begins within and what we need to do. Now, the sister's name is Glynis Parise, but let me tell you a little bit about her. She is very multifaceted in her talents. So when we talk about somebody that's really bringing together all their gifts, packaging it up in a way to help you be more, you've got Glynis. She's had experience out there doing, she's had a radio show, she has a podcast, and in those venues, she's really using her voice to inspire and empower people. And then she's taken that to another level and used the medium of print. She had a monthly e-zine that was called Inspired and Empowered. She also was the editor and founder of Prominence Magazine, which you can still access digital issues online. Her podcast is all about living fabulously. She's also introducing the world to a Girl Talk conversation series, and that's when us as women sit down and we keep it real with one another, and we talk about the issues that need to be discussed. She's also the author of The Spiritual Diva, 10 Principles for Becoming Faithful, Fierce, and Fabulous. Let me tell you what one reader said about that book. This book came out in 2008. Glynis self-published it, and one of the readers said, you know what, Glynis gets straight to the point of giving you the truth, wisdom, and encouragement all in one. This person also said that they enjoyed the discovery questions because it helped them to get connected on a deeper level. So what that says to me is someone who, you know, on the outside looking in is saying, hey, this person not only got the information, but they were challenged to apply it to their life. 2 years after that, in 2010, Glynis went on to publish Living Fabulous, Practical Principles for the Woman on the Go. And I'm excited to be talking to her about, you know, at this time, Candace and I, because she is getting ready to introduce to the world Miss B. Moore. And Miss B. Moore is a community, and it's a community where we bring women together to empower and to motivate and encourage one another so that we can turn into something more. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to the Spiritual Diva herself. And Diva reminds us that she is divinely inspired and virtuous always. And for those of you listening, I know you're probably already getting online, trying to, you know, look up the information. Who is Glynis? Where can I find her? I'm going to give you an acronym for her name so you can remember how to spell it. The G is for godly. The L is for loving. The E is for empowering. N is for no nonsense. The Y is for yes to life, and the S is for spiritual. Miss Glynis, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring her on. Welcome to the Make It Great Show, Miss Glynis Parise. How are you today?
Thank you so much for that introduction. I was like, wow. I really appreciate that. I am doing wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on Make It Great.
We are so glad to have you here.
Yes, so glad you're here.
Thank you.
And, you know, my first question is, I want to know, what's a spiritual diva? Tell me all about that.
Well, you know, a lot of us put the word diva in a negative light. You know, somebody who's bossy, who wants her own way, who, you know, is pretty much in high demand or materialistic about everything in her life. But a diva, to me, is somebody, like you said in the introduction, is somebody who is divinely inspired, virtuous, always. She's a woman who knows who she is and knows whose she is. She's more than what you see on the surface. She is so much deeper than that. She is a woman who strives to live her life according to the will of God. And, you know, a lot of us tend to think that there is two wills, you know, my will and the will of God. But in reality, there's only one will. And if we follow that one will, the will of God, then life for us will flow so much freely. It's only when we tend to want to control our lives that we flow against his will for us. And so a spiritual diva is someone who just goes with the flow. She is not worried about anything. She knows that God has her back. She knows that where she headed is of a high horizon for her, and she is just sure of herself. And that is what a spiritual diva is.
That's such a powerful definition.
It really is, and it's something that you embody, you know, doing this. And so let me ask you a question. Let's get clear about this. So you're saying there's two different wills. There's not two different wills, but some people might tend to think that it's their will and God's will. And I was listening to something that you had online, I think it was one of your podcasts, where you talked about a period where God was basically trying to get your attention and things kept happening, like your computer would be like freezing up or your phone would go out, and that kind of forced you to just unplug and get clear. It sounded like that was a wake-up call to realize the merging of the wheels into one. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, God has a way of dropping hints at us, and I would say maybe 3 years ago, he told me blatantly, I want you to use your voice. And I ignored that because I was like, do I really have something to say? Do I really have something to share with other people? Do they even want to listen? I ignored that out of, you know, lack of confidence in my voice. So I went on about my business doing other things that I thought he wanted me to do. And here again is that will part, our will, doing what we want to do, instead of listening and following what he is telling us to do. So I guess he was patient enough. And I would say the last 6 months of 2012, he sat me down. It was like everything was going out of control for me. And 2012 was one of the hardest years of my life because I learned so much about myself. I've grown so much. I've matured so much. And I've kind of put myself threw myself into my relationship with him because I knew without him I would be nothing. So I said, okay, God, it's me and you. Let's work this out. You got me. You got my attention. And so he said it to me again. I want you to use your voice. And at that point I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I have a strong passion for inspiring people. That's just what's in my nature. My dad is a minister, so I kind of get a lot of that from him, just being aware of people and who they are. And so the last 6 months of 2012, I've just sat and kind of reflected and meditated, built my relationship with him, and found my path. And since then, so much has happened to kind of line up for 2013 that it's only by his grace that it's happening. And so when you have to sit down and quiet yourself, that is when you can hear God's voice and not doubt that. You have to walk in faith knowing that he has your back and not be afraid of anything, because fear is not God created. Fear is only inverted faith. So if you can overcome that, you are ahead of the game, because fear tends to stop a lot of us from moving forward in our lives.
And so speaking of fear.
Yes, go ahead, Candice.
And just what it made me think of was in your book, The Spiritual Diva, The Ten Principles, you talked about one of the principles being exuding courage. And there was a line that I actually took note of, and you talked about a realization that you had after dealing with your mother having a health scare. And you
mm-hmm.
said that you came to the realization that you can do anything with the absence of fear.
Right.
And so that line just really hit me. And so I wonder, what do you do on a daily basis to keep exuding that courage, to keep remembering that you can do anything through the absence of fear? Because it was such a huge realization, I feel like, when I was reading, I was like, whoa, that's big. So what do you do just to keep maintaining that and affirming that you can do whatever you want when fear is absent from what you do?
You know what? The thing is that we have to renew our minds daily, because so much comes at us every day that we can get thrown off track. You know, the enemy has a way of throwing negative thoughts in our heads, like, you can't do this, who do you think you are, you know, anything negative to kind of throw us off our game. And so the thing that I've learned to do is to renew my mind daily, is to know what I'm getting myself into. Every day I wake up and I say, you know, I renew my mind with the word. And the word is a weapon. And if you know the word, you can slay anything that's in opposition to you. So renew your mind daily. Get in there and put positive thoughts in your head. Because the mind is a battlefield. Like Joyce Meyer, the mind is a battlefield. And that is the closest thing to you that he can get you, as in your mind.
Would you call this a spiritual discipline that you're recommending that women adopt?
Right, right. You have to be disciplined in your spiritual journey, because if you're not, it's really easy to get thrown off track. It really is. And if you are focused and disciplined in your journey and finding your path and walking your purpose, then you can pretty much win the game.
Hmm. What are some signs that would help somebody to recognize when they need to be still? Kind of going back to the previous comment, you know, if I'm a type of woman who has not yet developed this spiritual discipline or this practice, and yet I know somewhere that I need to get still so I can get some clarity and so that I can hear spirit speaking to me, what are some signs or triggers or things that will let me know that I'm off balance and that, hey, it's time for you to plug into your power source?
Well, one thing is, if you're feeling something, you know, the gut has a way of letting us know. That intuition has a way of letting us know that something is not right here. Something, you know, is not flowing right for me. And if you're feeling uneasy, if you're feeling doubtful about anything, then that is a trigger there for you to just stop and silence yourself and get in a quiet place. I mean, you can even journal. I journal a lot. And just write your thoughts down and ask answers, because spirit will give you the answers if you're quiet enough to listen to them. And you have to learn how to quiet your mind and just be still to just, okay, I'm going to focus, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to surrender my mind and heart to him so I can hear from him. And so if you're feeling uneasy, doubtful, feeling kind of like, for me, I would feel nervous. And that was an indication that, okay, I need to just stop what I'm doing because I'm off track here. And
okay, I want to stop you for a second, because that right there, when you said, for me, I would get nervous, I think that might speak to some women, because, hey, now here's a tangible something that I can look for, that nervousness. How else might that show up in people? What are some other ways that we could be getting a message from spirit, like, hey, you need to stop for a minute?
Okay, as far as being nervous or something else?
Yeah, something else. So if for you it shows up as being nervous, what might it show up like for somebody else?
Fear. Fear, that's a big one. Because, again, fear stops a lot of us from moving forward in our purpose in life. And that's the biggest hurdle that we have to cross. And if you're feeling uneasy about something, fearful about something, then you know that something is not right there. You know that if you are walking in your purpose, then God has your back. So why be fearful of that? Because once you take that first step, and for me, this is what happened with me. Once I took that first step over that fear, that nervousness, everything started falling into place. All he wants you to do is take that first step. And once you do that, you will see, wow, it wasn't that hard for me to do. Why was I afraid? Why was I so afraid?
What was something that might have shown up as fear for you? Because you've taken a lot of steps. You've had courage on your journey. When we look at the types of work that you've done, how did fear show up for you along the way? And what were some things that you did to face that fear?
I would say, for me, I'm very headstrong, so when I make up my mind to do something, I just do it. I don't think about it. I just throw caution to the wind, and I go for it. It's only after I've started that I'm like, okay, I get nervous, I get jittery, and I ask myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I going in the right direction? But usually fear for me kind of fuels me to go forward, because I'm like, this is something that I want to do, and if I know God has placed me here to do it, why should I be afraid? So I just go for it. If he drops something in my spirit, I'm on it. Because if it feels right and I know that it's from him, I know that everything will be provided for me. So in a sense of being spiritual, the only thing you have to do, it goes back to being dedicated to your spiritual walk, the spiritual journey, knowing how to use the word to slay anything in opposition to you, having your faith, backing that faith up with believing. You have to have faith in faith in order for it to work. And if you don't, then it's going to be some kind of delay there with you moving forward.
Now, I want to turn the tables a little bit on to, because a lot of your work that you do, you put on your website that, you know, your creativity revolves around you being creative. And so mm-hmm. a lot of fear sometimes shows up when we're, you know, creating new things and putting new things out there. So could you walk us through, how do you just keep cultivating your creativity? Because you're making podcasts, you have a website, you have a magazine. I see that you guest write for other magazines. So how do you keep your creativity fresh? And what's your process with your writing, your speaking, you know, just coming up with those topics and those things?
Okay, well, one thing for me is I'm a morning person, and I'm up very early, and that's when my creativity is at its highest. Mm. Early in the morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, that's when I'm up, and I'm doing a lot of writing during that time because everything is quiet, you know, the world, at least, you know, the United States, the East Coast, hasn't
right.
really woken up yet.
Right.
So, you know, that's when everything is quiet for me. Then I can hear myself.
Mm.
I can hear myself think before anything else comes up in my day, before I check email and I'm talking to this person or thinking about something else. I just like quiet time. And that is where my creativity is at its highest. And when I get a lot of writing and reflection and journaling on any ideas that may come up to me, that's when I get that done.
It seems like stillness and quiet is always, the anecdote when we're, you know, trying to figure things out.
Right, because you can hear yourself. Everything is quiet around you and without any distractions at all.
Mm.
And Glennis, it's so powerful because I've often heard that the hours between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. are when women are most open and in tune to spirit, that spirit that's always
that's
with
it.
So during
that's
that
it.
Time, that's,
yes.
those are powerful hours, right?
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
but what about if a woman is fighting that? You know, you might have some women that just want to sleep in and they cannot.
I'm one of those women some days, so I'm listening.
Well, you know what? I've always been an early bird, and it's like my body is like every morning my eyes just automatically open up at the exact same time every morning. I can't help it. So I kind of think my body has gotten used to that. But the way that you can get up early and spend some time with yourself and with spirit is just think, I am doing this for me. I'm placing myself as a priority, my life, my spiritual journey, my relationship with God. I'm placing this as a priority for me. And it's important. And once you realize how important it is for you to have that in your life, you'll make time for it. Anything that's important to you, you'll make time for it. Like, we can go out and go shopping with our girlfriends and go out to eat and to the movies and do whatever. You'll make time for that. But are you making time for yourself and for God, for your relationship with Him? And you have to make that a priority. And, you know, the clock, you may set the clock at 5 o'clock to get up, and it goes off, and you may be tempted to hit that thing to get, you know, a few more minutes of sleep. But just think, just lay there for a moment before you get up and say, I'm doing this for me. I'm placing myself as a priority in the things that I want to happen and transpire in my life. And once you continuously do that, it becomes a habit. You become used to it, and it becomes second nature. And then getting up that early won't be so hard for you to do. Just take baby steps. Get up 30 minutes earlier in the morning than your regular time, if that helps. You know, or even before you go to bed.
That preference is so important. Let's talk about how you got to the point where that became a priority for you. I know that you say your mother was a perfect diva picture of courage. Is that when you developed this priority, or where did it come from?
You know, I have to say, really, truthfully and honestly, you know, my relationship with myself and with spirit was important to me, but it wasn't until the beginning of 2012 where I really, really made it an important priority for me. Because I knew God was taking me somewhere, and I knew that He was shifting my life. And my mother, you know, she was a spiritual diva. She passed December 2011, and so that year, 2012, was when God was stretching me, and I've learned so much through her passing that I knew that God was trying to wake me up. And I knew I needed to take that seriously. So I needed to make some changes in my life and switch some things around and say, okay, using my voice to empower or inspire somebody, even if it's just one person, then I am doing what God has placed me here to do. And so that is my priority in life right now, because I know that He is using me as a messenger. All of us are messengers. All of our lives will inspire somebody. Like your radio show, it's going to inspire somebody to start their own. We're all inspiring each other, and that's how we are serving here during our time here. And so that was when 2012, that whole year, was when I knew I needed to make myself and my relationship with Spirit a priority.
That is absolutely beautiful. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Ms. Glynis Clarice. She's the founder and the mastermind behind this Be More, which is a community that is going to support women in doing exactly that, identifying the priorities in their lives so that they can move to the next level, so that they can live fabulously. I want us to go ahead and take a break. We want to give women a chance to go and grab their tea, their water, get a little bit of uplifting, and then we'll be right back.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her, dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftinghher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftingher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
Yes, you are great. And today we're talking with Ms. Glynis Clarice. We're sitting down having a conversation and talking about how women can be great and how they can be more in their lives. Glynis, we've been talking quite a bit just about the work you do, how you get inspired, how other women can be inspired. Tell us, like the three of us, that we're coming together and we're having a conversation as Black women. And so I think about your conversation series, which is about to continue on. And I believe the next topic is about Black women getting along. Why is it important for you to bring women together to create that discussion or any discussion? Why is that important to you?
Well, the idea for the Girl Talk conversation series came to me late last year, and I thought, you know, why not have a platform or create something where women can come together and openly discuss topics of interest to them, things that they've personally been through or experienced or maybe someone that they know have been through. And I wanted to create a floor where we can be honest without being judgmental, and just kind of openly share our thoughts, our opinions, and even support and encourage women also. And the first topic is one that a lot of women that I've heard talk about and discuss among themselves, and that is, you know, the support or the lack of support among African-American women between each other. You know, you say you got a hater. You know, the hater word. And I wanted to open that floor to get some insight as to why that is. Is it hate? Is it envy, jealousy, intimidation, laziness? What is it? Why is it that we have an issue with supporting each other? And it should not be that way when every day we each wake up with the same amount of time to do something with our lives. So that is why I wanted to create the Girl Talk a conversation series is just to talk about real, relevant, and refreshing issues that we all deal with.
In the beginning of your book, you give a lot of shout-outs and you express gratitude to your girlfriend. You know, what does that support system look like for you and the conversations that you all have to keep each other moving forward in your lives? You know, give us a picture of what that looks like, because it sounds like those supports that you've had are what mm-hmm. you're looking to help other women identify in their lives. So what's that been like for you?
Right. You know, we don't need a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know, we only need a few that can support us and genuinely, sincerely feel that support and encouragement. And I keep my circle small. You know, I don't, I'm not out there to win any fans from anybody, because we're all here to inspire each other. That's the way that I see it. So if I let my light shine and you feel inspired by that, then, you know, I'm doing my job. But with the circle of friends that I do have, the close friends that I do have, we tend to know what each other needs are. And so we can pick up the phone or send a text message or an email and say, you know, I'm just checking in on you. You know, how are you doing? How are you holding up? You're doing great. You know, words of encouragement go a long way. And it holds a lot of weight and gold versus you just not hearing from anybody in your support system, and you're out here trying to build something to inspire somebody. So you have to be mindful of the women in your circle and reach out to them, because it takes two to tango. You can't just have one person reaching out and the other person not doing so. It's a two-way street, and it's something that you have to continuously build and strengthen. And that is how I view maintaining relationships.
More recently on your Twitter feed, you put something about go ahead and expand your circle, ladies. Is that what you're encouraging women to do?
Mm-hmm. You have to expand. If you want to reach beyond your circle, if there's something that you want to do, say you want to open a business, and nobody in your circle knows how to do that, reach beyond your circle, because there is somebody out there that can help you. If you want to write a book and there's nobody in your circle that has done that or know how to, reach beyond your circle and find someone who's done it. Because if you want to get somewhere, you have to reach beyond your comfort zone to find those people who can help you. And life, I'm a student of life, and I'm always learning something. Every day I'm learning something. I make it a habit to learn something new every day. And so if you're learning something new every day, then you're growing, you're evolving. And if your circle of people, your friends, those you associate with, are not growing in that direction, you need to reach beyond that and connect with those people who can nurture you. You know, Oprah has a quote, you know, surround yourself with people who will lift you higher. And that's true.
Now, with your Girl Talk conversation series, what is, like, your big grand vision for where you want to see that go, or the conversations that you want to see keep evolving? Like, what's the, you know, for you, what's your big intention, like, for the, you know, for starting this conversation series? Like, where do you want to see this go and evolve into?
Well, I would like to host the Girl Talk conversation series in a different city each month.
Mm, okay.
And, again, have various topics of discussion that are relevant to women. And basically the one word that comes to mind for me is empower.
Hmm.
And I just have a strong passion for empowerment. And that's a food that we all need. We all need that. And if we can have a platform or a venue or just a unit of women, a community of women coming together every month to discuss topics of relevance to them, then we know that we're not alone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Which I think is so important.
Yeah, and we can grow from that. We can grow. No one should be ashamed, embarrassed, or judge anyone because we're all human. You know, we're going to face opposition. We're going to go through trials and tribulations. But how we get through them is by supporting each other.
Hmm. So you talk about expanding your circle. So, you know, if you're looking to start a business or, you know, or do something different that you haven't done before. And so one of your, it reminds me of one of your principles in your Spiritual Diva book, which is, you know, to stay persistent, especially when you're working on something that is really long term and you may not see it fully manifest immediately. You also talk about, you know, being at peace. So I wonder, how do you, like in your own personal life, balance the energy of staying persistent with the energy of being at peace? Because sometimes they can feel opposing, like I'm persistent, and then you kind of feel hectic. So how do you keep that balance while you're working on all these different projects and staying persistent with writing your other book and launching these new things while still having that peace and that stillness? How do you do that dance? I guess I'm asking you in your life.
Well, it's a dance. I'm going to tell you that. The thing is, sometimes you need to just take a step back. Like, if I feel myself getting overwhelmed, I unplug. Mm. I will shut down for a day, maybe even 2 days, 48 hours, and just unplug and download everything that's on my mind, just let it go and just find some peace within what I'm doing or just remember why I'm doing it, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing this? Do I have a passion for what I'm doing? Why was I chosen to do this? There's a reason bigger than I can see right now why I'm on this journey. And you have to keep going, just keep pushing. I know sometimes it gets hard because I've been there more times than I care to count. I've been there. But one thing that I've learned is that I've got to get back up on this horse.
Mm-hmm.
I can't forfeit what's been promised to me because I'm tired or because I don't believe it can happen. Because obviously, if I've taken the step to get on this horse in the first place, there's some belief that, okay, there is something for me to do here. And so you have to just keep your focus. And I know there can be distractions of many kinds throughout the day, throughout your personal life, work, relationships, or what have you. And learning how to deal with those also is very important. But, again, you have to learn how to center yourself in spirit.
Mm.
And if you have to just pull over on the side of the road or go in a quiet room and just talk to him and just let it all out, how you feel, it'll make you feel better. And usually for me, what helps me is unplugging and journaling and meditating. Because when you're meditating, you shut down.
Yeah.
You completely. Good. Yeah. And so that helps me. And then, you know, 24, 48 hours later, I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Let me ride off into the sunset. Okay, I'm ready. Let's get this done. And that passion is just back. I'm ready. I'm ready to face what's next. So sometimes
I love that
unplug.
Yeah, and that unplugging is really important. And so I like to say that God has a sense of humor, and I do believe that spirit is going to respect discipline. Spirit is going to respect the fact that you're being still and you're honoring spirit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wonder if spirit has that sense of humor and wants us to go and have a little fun with it as well, so that we aren't, so that we have balance between the seriousness and we give our minds and spirit itself time to really surface. So
Right. Let's
look at that from your perspective. What are some things that you do to unwind, to have fun, to let loose, so that you can have that balance?
Well, I like to read. I love to read. I have books in boxes that I have yet to read. I just love to read. And I'll go into a bookstore, and I'll spend hours in a bookstore. That's like my most favorite place to be. I just love books, and I read. And reading just kind of takes me to a different place, you know, out of reality, so to speak. And that is one way that I unplug. Another way is I love to travel. I love spending time with my family. I'm very family-oriented, so I make it a priority to spend time with my immediate family whenever I can, and that's very important. And then also just kind of pampering yourself. Give yourself a manicure or pedicure. I love doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, buying yourself something nice to reward yourself for the amazing week that you had. You know, you may have felt like giving up, but you pushed through, and it's Friday at 5 o'clock. What am I going to do? I'm going to go treat myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reward myself because I believe enough in myself and what I'm doing to keep going. So those are just a few things that I do for myself.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think it just makes it more real, you know, for women to hear that. So we're going to transition into another part of our interview that we, you know, that we do with people we interview, and we ask you a question, and you have to give us a quick one- or two-word answer.
Okay.
And it's kind of like our fun thing that we like to do at the end where it's like you throw something out there, and then we get your, like, that quick-fire answer that comes to your mind.
Okay.
So the first question I have for you is, what are you reading now? What's on your on the, you know, on your nightstand?
A Course in Miracles.
Mmm. That's good.
Yeah, I love that. Well, you just struck a nerve with both of us there because that's a good book. We're both very familiar with that. Okay.
Yes.
Glynis, what's the one thing that you've done that you never thought? Never thought you would do. Couldn't see it coming with a 10-foot pole.
Wrote a book.
Mm-hmm. What would you want to, if you had the time and the capacity to walk up to every single woman that you knew and just whisper something into her ear, what would you tell her?
You're great.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You mentioned how fear is one of those things that can sort of whip you back in shape and remind you what you need to be doing. And I want you to maybe tell us that one time where fear has you completely scared, shitless, to the point where you were just like, action now.
What was that last part?
What was it that propelled you to take action right now because you were just scared, shitless?
It was the one thing. What? Okay, the other side of fear. What can be on the other side of fear? So that's my focus. Fear is a hurdle. So if I jump over this hurdle, what's on the other side of that?
So I want you to fill in this blank. Love is
powerful.
And when women become more, what will be true about the world? When all women step up and say, I want to be more, what's going to be true about the world?
United.
And that's powerful.
Yeah. And that speaks to the community that you're forming. So let's go ahead and tell the world about Miss Be More and what that looks like. You know, how do we join? How do we become a part of that?
Okay. Well, Miss Be More is an online community, a free membership-based online community, and it was created to empower, motivate, and encourage women of all walks of life to turn who they are into something more because, you know, the truth of the matter is you may work a 9-to-5, but there is something more within you that you may desire to become. And so this community is to help pull that out of you. It is to eliminate that fear. And if you are surrounded and you connect with other women of like minds who are on a journey to something more in their lives, you will be empowered to do the same. You have a sister behind you. You have somebody rooting you on. And that is what the purpose of Miss Be More is. And you can join by going to missbemore.me, and it's MSBMORE.me, and it's a free membership, and it launched January 1st, and so far so good, but I would like, my whole vision for Ms. Be More is to be so much more than an online community. There will be a retreat, conferences, and I'm just looking to really build something here that all of us can be proud of. I may have created the community, but the community is all of us. And it's not just me. I'm not just going to say it's mine. It's everybody. It's all of us. Everybody who is a member of Ms. Be More, this is your community also. And that is the feel of this community that I want to give.
Hmm. Sounds exciting.
Yes, it does. When I log on to MissBeMore.me, I see beautiful women. They look like me. They look like they're having experiences that I want to have. And so it is very inviting. So definitely encourage you all to check out MSBeMore.me. Fantastic. Glynis, tell people how they can next connect with you. What's the next big thing? What's coming up?
Well, I am having a Spiritual Awakening teleseminar. It's a tele-event. It's free. And you can actually go to spiritualawakening.eventbrite.com. And this will be happening on February the 13th. And during this teleseminar, you will learn how to let go of limiting beliefs, design a blueprint for your life from the one you already have in your possession, because a lot of us think that we don't have a blueprint, but really we do. We're just not using it. And you'll learn how to turn fear into a stepping stone, because fear is exactly that. You know, you take that step over fear, you're not where you were before. And you will also learn how to uncover and use the power you already have been given, the power that's within you, to create the life that you desire. So that's coming up next.
Excellent.
Yes. We want to thank you so much for the gift that you're sharing with the world. Yes, and invite everyone to connect with you online. It's GlynisClarice.net. And remember, the best way to remember Glynis and that acronym, she is godly, loving, empowering, no nonsense, yes to life, spiritual diva. Ms. GlynisClarice.net. Thanks so much, Glynis. We really appreciate you. Enjoyed the time talking with you today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I had fun speaking with both of you. And, you know, much success to you both. And I look forward to speaking with you again.
All right, definitely.
Thank you.
And Candace, we got some great things going on with ourselves, with the Positive Focus community. What's coming up with you and how can people connect with you?
So I'm really excited. On Tuesday, I am debuting my mini book called Confessions of a Dreaming Sister. It's a compilation of poems and songs and essays, short essays that I've written over the past, I would say, year and a half, 2 years. And so I'm compiling them together, and I'm sharing them with the world. So you will be able to get that. It's going to be a free downloaded ebook that you can get. It's my free gift to you, and it'll be available on playinginthelight.org, which is my website.
Woohoo! I always love Candace's books. They are damn packed. Okay, I can't wait. Definitely going to get one. And on my end, we've got Tuesday teachings coming up. We've got our women's circles. We've got it all. You can check out the details at wildfigyoga.com. That's wild and fig, like the tree, F-I-G, yoga.com. All right, and again, everybody, please send lots of love and light to Bev. She just recently celebrated her 71st birthday, and you met her through the show. Candace and I know her personally. We call her friend, mentor. We've worked with her. And Candace, is there anything 71 about Beverly?
Not at all.
Not at all.
That's what I aspire to be when I get to 71.
Yeah.
She just keeps on going. She's so inspiring. Like, it makes me stay on my toes.
Definitely. And, you know, she's out celebrating her birthday this week. She went line dancing, and we just want to send that love and light to her family, because they are experiencing some transitional times, and so we want to make sure that she can feel that energy and that we're celebrating her birthday with her, and we're also supporting her, that she's there for her family.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to another edition of the Make It Great Show. Every week we come together, we talk about a topic that's all around personal growth, personal development, and we have themes next week. Our theme is going to be on, are you ready for this one, Candace? Relationships.
Oh, relationships. That's a good theme.
Yes. Tune in next week. We'll be talking about relationships. We'll probably continue that conversation where we were talking about people in their relationship with money.
Yes.
Is it a friend or is it a foe? So, yeah, you want to definitely tune in
to
that.
That'll be exciting.
Yes. All right, everybody. Until next time, go out there and continue to make it great.
All right, bye, everyone.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her. Dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftinghher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftingher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great. Not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.